What's goody, y'all? You guys know who it is. Ringside Rave. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and let's get into this podcast.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody, man? Sorry for that. I was just making sure we was up and going. Y'all know who this is, man. This is the Golden Voice. Back, business as usual. Hey, man, y'all know I got my boys with me. But before that, just got to remind y'all, again, this is live. This is the Fade Hour. I want to make sure you guys is ready. So go ahead and like and subscribe. But also make sure you got your drinks ready. Make sure you got your smoke ready. I got my drink downstairs. I'm feeling lazy, but I'm about to go down and get this stout, pop it open, and we're going to get to it. But before we even get to it, y'all know I got to pass it around the room and let my dogs introduce themselves, man. So why even delay it? Let me go ahead and step aside right quick.
What up, world? It's your boy News, representing Ringside Rave all day. Y'all know what it is with me, man. Got a little bit of the West Coast favorite Sour Diesel on deck. Always got the Ciroc. Y'all know what it is. Diddy might as well throw me the Ciroc deal, man. I'm always promoting. That's why all I mess with is that Ciroc, man. I might have to switch it up to the tequila. If Diddy don't throw me that Ciroc deal by this Saturday for the Robert Easter fight, I'm gonna be talking about this tequila. That's what it is.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all? It's your boy Smoke from At Free Smoke Boxing and News. Please don't throw all that hard work we put into Ciroc away right before they're about to give it to us. I got the H2O today, but over the weekend I did celebrate with some birthday cake and some MAC, Miracle Alien Cookies, and that shit was fire. So if you see it around you, go and pick it up, but let's get to the boxing.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Passport, the New England representative, and I'm chilling here right now. I got my glass of Merlot next to me to wash down this African food I'm eating right now. This Nigerian jollof, which is the best kind of jollof in my mind. You know, just for y'all who are actually aware. So let's get to this.
Bet, man. Let's go ahead and get to it, man. I just want to give y'all a preview tonight. We're going to start off talking about Crawford and Khan. We're going to recap that. I also ain't recap the undercards of that as well. Get to the Granados and Danny Garcia. And then we're going to finish up with the rumored Spence and Porter clash. Hopefully, we're going to get some official word on that within the upcoming weeks. Hopefully, don't move too slow. But y'all know we're trying to get ahead of it. We're going to give our opinions on that. But yeah, let's go ahead and get to the undercard discussion. Khan, Crawford, that happened. I kind of went expected around predictable. You know, the main event was predictable for a lot of us as far as who we picked to win. But I wanted to just go ahead and pass around a room. I guess we can start. Let's start about the undercard first before we get to the main event, because we did have two prospects that we all have been hyping up over the last year. Teofimo Lopez did his thing. Shakur Stevenson did his thing. Shakur has some words for Tank as well, which I'm sure we'll definitely talk about that. But yeah, let me go ahead and swing around the room, kind of Warrior Rumble style. We can just talk about the undercards, and then we'll transition to the main event of that fight Saturday night. But yeah, whoever want to jump in to start it off, go ahead, man. Floor is yours.
Yo, so first of all, I think P just came here. P, you here?
Yep. Yep. What up?
What up, P?
Yeah.
Say what's good.
What up, y'all? It's your boy P. You already know, repping Ringside Rave and Bodega Boxing.
Well, since you jumped in, P, go ahead and give us your thoughts on the undercard of the Terrence Crawford and Khan fight, man. If you were able to catch the Lopez and Stevenson, we didn't even get started yet, but since you walked right in, there you go, man. Floor is yours.
I was able to catch it later on. I caught it that night when I got home. All of the streams, they were already, all the replays were already up online. So I caught the Shakur fight, of course.
What about the Verdejo fight?
I did not get to see that one. That one I did not get to see, actually.
We gonna talk about that one.
I heard it was not good. So, but I'll probably get a chance to see it soon. But I heard it was not good.
No, so, it was not good at all. It was not good for it was not good for the wrong reasons.
So. I can't speak on it. I'll watch it. When I watch it, I'll give my thoughts. But right now, I can't speak on it. And I'm not saying that because. I'm just saying it because, you know. But anyway, Shakur looked great. I was very impressed. At the stage he's at, he's coming along fast, very fast. So, you know, he dominated. He looks like the goods. Every time I see him, more and more, he looks like the goods. So I think we're going to see like a real jump up. He's almost there. I think he needs a couple more fights, and maybe even one or two. I think he's almost ready for a title fight. I really think so.
Two fights.
Two
fights. You get him against one or two of the guys that Valdez fought. Then
put him against
your title.
Put him against Mariaga. Put him against a Mariaga. I think that's
unknown Asian.
Yeah, and get him a fight. I know we've been talking about it. I know me and News are on the same wavelength. Like, I think he can beat a lot of these featherweights, all of these top featherweights. I think once he gets some more experience under his belt, he can beat these guys. I think he's more talented than some of these guys at the top. I just think he doesn't have the experience yet, but when he does, he's gonna be the top ball. I think so. I'm going out on that list. I'm riding with Shakur.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say that in his last four fights, he's improved 10 times as much as he did in his first like six fights or whatever. And he just has to tweak it now, really.
Yep. And then I saw the Teofimo fight, and Teofimo got him the fuck out of here.
Yep.
So I honestly don't know if he really wants that Loma smoke, but you know what? Fuck it. He seems like he wants it, so I don't think it's a good idea, but whatever. If he wants it, then that's on him. But it's definitely, you know, I want to see him step up more. But I think, like I said, I also think that Teofimo has the good. So, and he's showing it. So, we'll see how it goes from there.
I saw the Verdejo Vasquez fight,
was trash, B.
Well, I won't say it was trash. It was actually pretty decent, but it was trash because Verdejo did look good. Like, he looked, from the first round, he was bleeding. He was catching these right hands. Like, I don't know if he drained too much or whatever, but I think it was just, he was a little bit too big for 135, and that's what, if that makes any sense.
Yo, he was trying to throw every punch, like his arm was going to pop out of the fucking socket.
Yeah, he was whipping like crazy, and Vasquez was actually piecing him up until like mid of the fight, until he got a little tired from doing all that, you know. And then that's when Verdejo like worked, quote unquote, his work way back into the fight. Personally, I thought the fight was a draw. I didn't think Verdejo won that fight.
That shit was not worthy of a score.
Yeah, no, but Verdejo is a sitting duck. Like, the second that Verdejo faces a real puncher, he's gonna get knocked out again. Like, that's how bad he looked. I mean, he looked like, I mean, even Andre Ward was over there like, I am disappointed. I mean, he was low key shitting on him that whole fight. You know, I mean, it was just like Verdejo didn't improve nothing. You know, and he's a knockout waiting to happen again, man. It's kind of sad. The Stevenson fight and Diaz fight, I mean, there was definitely a level short in that fight. There was no question about that. I mean, Diaz was pretty much largely outboxed for like 95% of the fight. You know, the only negative thing I would say about Stevenson is that coaching shit he did in the last round. You gotta stop all that. I mean, if it was a title fight or a big eliminator, you know, you don't want to be doing that in a fight. So, I mean, that's literally the only criticism I have for that. You can't do it. You can't do any of that coaching shit. Originally, I thought he would burn himself out. He was moving around a lot. But once he settled in, he got to his groove.
Nope.
he whooped him. And then Teofimo was Teofimo. I mean, he got that Swedish dude or whatever the fuck up out of there.
With I think it was Australian or something.
He's some sort of like in the Caucasian. So that's good enough.
Hey. For hey, so how did y'all watch the fight? Did you guys pay for the pay per view? Like, did you stream it out?
Being negative.
What's that?
I did. Well, actually, my pop did because I was at his house. So
I told you I was not paying. That was not worth $70. I knew it.
So I paid $70 for it, and I'll tell you this: the Verdejo fight was okay. Like Pat said, the dude is someone with a left hook is going to hurt him really bad. And that's that. I mean, he got a gift because it was probably a draw or he lost. It was real close or something like that. Shakur Stevenson, you know, he looked pretty good. And like I said, it's not a matter of what he does. It's fine tuning what he does now. And really, like, doing small stuff, like, you know, switching up the speed of his punches so not everything is the same. They don't all come from the same angle, which is actually pretty advanced stuff for someone with, like, 9 or 10 fights or whatever. Lopez, he did a good job. Knocked the dude out. Needs to fight some stronger competition. And that's not his fault because he's been knocking out whoever the fuck they put in front of him. So he needs to fight a couple of the dudes that Loma just fought, but they won't fight him. But overall, I mean, if you look at how pay-per-views were in the Floyd era, with the exception of like Floyd Manny, and then you look at the one that we just had, it's like, what the hell happened?
Man, shit, that was pay-per-view for y'all. I ain't pay for that. Shit.
Yeah, I ain't pay for shit.
Hey,
nah,
man.
I mean, but you know, I mean, like, there's going to be a report that 250,000 people paid for that shit.
Well, there were good pay-per-views in the Floyd era. Let's get
yeah, bad. But they weren't these bad. They were not these bad, man.
Let me tell you something. So, okay, it was 420, and I may or may not have gotten pretty damn high before, but I had one of my homies over who's a, like, moderate boxing fan, and I had to wake him up, pause, 3 times throughout the pay-per-view.
It be like that sometimes, though, man.
It shouldn't be.
Well, think about it. What
that interview is not the worst I've ever seen. It really was.
It was predictable. So was predictable. I can't even argue about it because what we're expecting Stevenson and Lopez them to get being a competitive fight where they got a chance.
No,
to lose,
but
you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's kind of like the
Fury Wilder undercard. Like if you bought it, you kind of knew what the hell you was about to buy. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like so. It was what it was.
Competitive, like, scraps, though.
Man, if every time Terrence Crawford gonna end up fighting a fighter the caliber of an Amir Khan is gonna be on pay-per-view, then we're gonna have a problem.
Yep.
Think about this. Who did he fight on ESPN Plus?
No. Yeah, you're right.
He fought Jeff Horn on there.
Right? He fought Jeff Horn on ESPN Plus. Right? Who did he fight on ESPN? Was it
Postal
Ndago?
On pay per view? Yeah, Ndago on there and Postal on pay per view when he was still.
Yeah, Postal on pay per view.
Postal is
your era though.
Yo, that might be the worst pay per view I've ever bought. I still to this day have not watched Postal versus Crawford.
Man, listen, you can waste my time, but don't think you're gonna waste my time and my money. And that ain't about to happen.
Yo, Bud Crawford, you owe me $119, bro.
But you know what? Let's just go ahead and transition to the main event and get our thoughts out about how it all ended or the fight in general. And like I said, it's pretty predictable. I didn't expect it to be a knockout, whatever it was in that fashion. But just want to get y'all thoughts on how both looked, and what's next for Crawford and I guess Khan as well. He said he wanted to still fight, but whatever.
Man, let's make predictable as fuck. I mean, and the funny thing is that people were actually trying to have, Amir Khan, he has speed and whatever. Amir Khan has not been fast since the Devin Alexander fight, you know, and he's clearly slowed down. Yeah, I don't know if it's punishment or maybe his out of the ring quote unquote activities, but literally he looked trash from the opening bell. He got dropped in the first round and was just beaten the fuck up slowly by Crawford. The quote unquote low blow that Khan suffered, he should have used the 5 minutes to shrug that shit off.
Exactly.
But this motherfucker, him and Virgil were in the corner conversating like, Khan had the look of quit in his face. You know what I mean? You could just say it. I mean,
it was the look of finesse.
He didn't want it this shit no more. And then he was like,
he just like a wounded fucking deer every time he get hit. Like, he be flailing around. I know you're not supposed to want to get hit in boxing, but he do not like to get just hit at all. Like, as soon as he get hit, he's like, it's over with for him, man.
It's funny. I always say that I can tell which fighters grew up fighting before they were boxing, and which one
there you go.
And Khan is definitely not a guy that was in any fight before he actually boxed, because you can tell he just does not like to get hit, and when he gets hit, so I completely agree with you. A lot of the guys are like that,
man. Amir Khan has the worst chin out of any big name fighter I've ever seen, period. I thought it was debatable. I was going to be like, maybe, he's fighting this. Everybody puts Amir Khan down.
Everybody. Except
everybody puts Amir Khan down. It's crazy. His chin is horrible. It's horrible. And that fight went exactly like I thought it was going to happen. Like I said in the previous show, I thought that Terrence Crawford was going to destroy Amir Khan.
He saved himself from a vicious KO at some point. It was coming, too. It was coming.
It was going to be some shit like Crawford switches from orthodox to southpaw in the middle of the KO, like hits him with the left hook and the right hook, and like switches back and uppercuts him.
Yeah.
It's like, so Amir Khan, why are you doing it to yourself? Why are you doing it?
Think he quit?
Okay. Yep.
Did he quit? Did the sun rise today? Do I have a cat?
Like, yeah, he quit. Yeah, that motherfucker quit.
He definitely quit.
I don't know how you can say he can't.
Yeah.
He definitely quit, man.
The question is, how do we feel about this being one of Terrence Crawford's best wins?
I don't think it is. I don't even think it is.
In terms of resume and name,
who is it?
I mean, name wise goes, I guess, but it's not his best performance.
Name wise, at the time of the fight, who the hell would be his? But at the time of the fight, not how we look back on the fighter now, but at the time of the fight, who the hell would be? At the time of the fight,
they were hyping Victor Postol up to be that guy.
Yeah.
And he never was.
So is
it all, man? It was all because of Matisse.
It's a washed Amir Khan. Better than name-wise, resume-wise, Prime Postol.
Postol's trash. Better than Postol. Postol is still trash. I saw him at Barclays with my own eyes on a fucking undercard, before the televised fight, and against a no name, and he was so fucking trash. I don't know why people hype him up. I don't think Postol is a better win than we're not going.
Okay,
Postol, he not Ukraine, bro. He Bulgarian though. We not claiming that one, dog.
I think. I don't know. Could you say that at the time that they fought, I was just going to say that. Would you say that the Gamboa that he fought was better than the Khan he fought at that time? I think I'm inclined to say yes.
Yeah, so, because we actually thought that Gamboa could beat Crawford.
Didn't he stun him?
Jelly Leg.
Gamboa had the talent that we thought Gamboa had the talent to beat Crawford. And Crawford showed that was that we was crazy for even considering that.
Yeah. He
So I guess my question with the thing with asking that question is, so Terrence Crawford, I mean, he would have shut Amir Khan out, knocked him down multiple times until he viciously KO'd him, okay? But it, and that, I guess we're all saying that that would, that is his top two or three win. Yes? So, yeah. So we need, I mean, as boxing fans to appropriately judge Bud, we need to see him against a live body. And not like someone that was good in 2013.
Man, it's, well, you better just look at who top ranked guy and go from there, because yeah, it ain't happening with PBC.
No, I mean, it's not even that. It's like on, like for real. So like, if he ends his career with top rank, right? And it just continues like fights like this where he dominates dudes that are supposed to lose to him, what do you end up, you know, doing with that?
He goes on as a Hall of Famer.
Huh? Yeah, for sure. A legend. Like, nah, I don't know about that.
He would, because unfortunately, he would still, even though he wouldn't have the fights that we would want to see him in, he would still have that undisputed status.
Undisputed.
He's still, what, ranked number two pound for pound. Right, he's now, and he's being undefeated.
Right. News not trying to say he feel personally feel that way.
Yeah, you know, I don't feel that way.
Right. It's how it's going to be conveyed from the media about, you know.
Yeah, they love Terrence Crawford. I just want to see him versus better opponents, too. Did y'all see what Aram said?
What Aram said?
Aram said, so, first, before the fight.
This shit is funny.
Yeah, man, this dude going to say that on the following day, he gonna say that Kell Brook is a fight that's interesting to him, basically. But Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, and Keith Thurman aren't. They ain't real fighters. They're no competition for Kell. I'm sorry, for Terrence Crawford. You know how ridiculous that was?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you're gonna look at Kell Brook?
I mean, wasn't as ridiculous as him going off on Heyman just out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, he did more than the Heyman shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
he
said.
He on one or two.
Man, man. I don't know what it is, man, but
I'm not even about to talk about fantasy fights, because I just know it's going to be the guy who's ranked number one for the belt that Crawford got, that's going to be his next fight, or Kell Brook. I'm not even about to entertain a notion about a PBC fighter being his next fight, because we know it ain't going to happen.
I mean, right now, Lean Machine is his number. Is number one for his belt.
Right, I could pronounce Lean Machine. That's why I never said it.
Yeah, I think we might have to wait for senile old Aram to fucking die. I mean, it's sad to say, but I think we might have to wait for him to get out of the picture before we actually get the fights we want to. Because he's kind of looking like that.
Did you say that if Spence and Crawford went to the table in terms of negotiations, that Spence's people would tell him not to negotiate because the other guys are white? Something crazy like that?
Yeah, that was real. I mean, I think that's as egregious as that is, that's probably the second dumbest thing he's ever said. I think the first would be comparing Floyd Mayweather to Adolf Hitler. I mean, that might be the stupidest thing. But yeah, that's definitely another one of Aram's really dumb takes. I'm not even gonna get into that.
Right, right. And man, let's just go ahead and go over to the PBC's card that they put on Saturday night. I know a lot of you guys are back and forth with.
I just got to tell you right now, you can't see me, but I have the Birdman hand rub right now.
Go ahead. For what? Go ahead.
I'm Birdman hand rubbing right now because you all said that Granados would get the upset. You all said it.
No, I didn't say that.
No, except for news. Everybody else said it, and you all were wrong.
Well, shit, I wanted it. Period. You know, I wanted it.
Yeah, of course you wanted it. You probably had it for an hour up three scores, three cards before the game, before it even started.
I was interested in that fight. I didn't bother to score it beforehand. Okay, let's get that straight. Let's not put lies in my names. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it wasn't even close. I think even I said like, oh, at least Gonzalez would give Danny some trouble. Didn't even give him 1 ounce of trouble.
Because he was stupid. I couldn't believe he stood right in this motherfucker's range.
Right.
He passed it over and over again. You know, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, Granados, I don't know. I guess he got emboldened by what he did to Imam and Porter and Broner, you know, and he's like, let's try this.
When is Granados ever like you're asking, yeah, he doesn't really fight, even though he's like a kind of a tallish guy, he doesn't really fight tall and rangy, so I don't know why people expected him to do that. He was going to be open for counters. I specifically said that. He would be wide open for counters his way. And every time. And it you could tell the difference in power. Because whenever Gonzalez was hitting Danny, you could tell like it wasn't really a lot of power behind the shot. And every time Danny was hitting him, he was pushing him back and pushing him back. Or just stopping him dead in his tracks.
Man, Granados made Danny look like a monster. And I think News was saying in our group chat that Danny was letting them things go. And he was letting them things go. Go ahead, News. You go ahead and expand more on that.
Nah, man, he was just letting his hands go because it's like he sensed that Granados couldn't fuck with him from the beginning, man. Basically. Mm-hmm. Like he felt him out the first round. That was the only round that Danny Garcia basically let him live. After that, it was over. Danny Garcia had him timed. And the one thing about Danny Garcia, we talk about his hand speed or lack thereof. However, he has great timing. And the fact that Adrian Granados cannot get out of the way of anything coming back, Danny Garcia was just letting his hands go to the point where he was putting together combinations. Like, when's the last time we've seen Danny Garcia reeling off multiple combinations in the fight?
Right.
Like, that's what he was doing to Granados. Like, he was having fun in there. Just beating them up, making easy. And another thing that was crazy while I was watching it is that if we would have seen Adrian Broner versus Adrian Granados, Sean Porter versus Adrian Granados, and then Danny Garcia fight Adrian Granados before he fought Sean Porter, there would have been no way anybody would have gave Sean Porter a chance to beat Danny Garcia. That's why the boxing's so unpredictable for real.
Yeah,
that's why we have to have the names match up with each other. That's exactly why, because you never know.
Yeah, he made Granados look shot. I was like, God damn. So yeah,
he beat the hell out of Granados, man. Yeah. Like, all that talk that Granados was doing too.
He was talking shit.
Yeah.
Well, they were both talking shit. Danny was talking shit, calling him little bitch and everything. Like, they were both talking shit.
Yeah, but you can't talk trash and not compete.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the one thing that you always know from day one. Like, if we playing Madden, and I'm like, dude, you can't fucking me on these sticks, man. You don't even play Madden. You're like, man, yes, I can. So we playing Madden, and now I've got 35. Like, I've been 21, Drew. I got 35.
In the first half.
Right. Like, you don't want to only have, like, 3 points or seven. You know what I mean? That's really going to make you mad. You'd rather at least be losing 35 to, like, 21 or something. You still have some confidence. Like, Adrian Granados, he got blue. Not only was he getting beat, not only was he getting outboxed, not only was he getting outpunched, not only was he getting, not only was he getting that, he was also getting rocked. Like, you can't let somebody not only are they hitting you more times than you're hitting them, but they're hitting you harder at that.
Right.
Like, damn, you just taking all the punishment. You selfish tonight.
Now go ahead.
How many knockdowns was it? Two or three?
It was three.
And it would have been about six if they kept that damn fight going.
Yeah, they would have let the fight go. Yeah.
Because it could have got stopped. It could have. Even the corner was. The ref was like, "Man, y'all got to show. You got to show me something." He had to say that damn now to every round. You got to show me something. And at some point, yeah. The ref, nah, we not gonna do this no more. Too much assault and battery going on.
That was. But, I'm not gonna say Granado said assault and battery. AB. I'm not going to say that Granados was shot, man. I'm not going to disrespect Danny Garcia like that. He has been out for a while, you know, and we want to see these fighters improve. And he did what Sean Porter and Adrian Broner couldn't do to Granados.
True. And that was a fight I think Garcia needed too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he definitely needed that kind of fight. Because, like I said, remember, because I picked him to lose. So obviously, I thought, you know, this was something that was in the right for an upset. But nah, Garcia showed that, you know what? Shit, I mean, let him get it.
Granado's previous performances would lead you to believe that he would give someone like Swift trouble. And right. By that, I mean, he, in his previous fights, was kind of like a rough and tumble type of fighter. Now, I only saw so much of the fight, so I can't speak to the specifics on it.
Salt and batter.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like it, but he must have got thrown off his game plan early because Granados is taller, and I'm guessing he had the reach advantage. So, you know, he usually comes out, you know, jabbing, and, you know, that sets the tone. But I don't know, Swift must have counted him early, but from what I saw, he got his ass beat pretty bad. These are the type of opponents that Danny Garcia looks great against.
True.
No, he doesn't.
I
thought that's why I brought Herrera.
Not in terms of style, in terms of like ranking.
Gotcha. Made me want to see Garcia and Lipinets yet next. That's what I want to see because we know
that's gonna be the next fight. You know, that'll be like a fight, man. Because Lipinets right now is on a little bit behind since he took out the person that Danny struggled with. You know, I think that's a good fight for him. Good fight to make. It'll just be a whole bunch of punch fuckery in that fight.
Right. Exactly. Because it looks like, you know, Manny and Thurman are on the collision course. Same with Spence and Porter, which we're about to allude to in a moment. So what that's going to lead Danny Garcia? You see what I'm saying? So Lipinets is right there coming off a knockout win. So make it happen, but who knows, man? Make it happen. They'll probably fight in like next January or something. So,
man, Danny, it would be so great to get Swift versus Crawford, even though I don't think it'll happen. But I would love to get that fight. That's a perfect, it's like a great fight for both of them.
Swift don't want that smoke.
Does he not, though? Does he not want it?
Documenting.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Danny and his pops, you know, like I said, I mean, they openly, you know, they talk about, you know, they don't want certain.
Oh, yeah, right. Why fight, blah, 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 when you can fight? Yeah, I remember that. But I mean,
it's been that way since Lucas deafened him in one ear in that fight. So that's pretty much why. It was like, oh, we got to preserve our health and all that stuff. That's when you started seeing him take those type of fights.
But, I mean, he fought.
He fought Thurman and Porter.
Well, I don't see why he wouldn't fight Crawford.
I mean, he turned down $4 million for Crawford, though.
Did he really? Or are we just going off what one side said?
Just on one side. Like, they already had the Granados fight already, like, made, but when they came to the offer. So that's just Aaron. I'm inclined to believe that's just Aaron being Aaron again.
Okay. I mean, that could be the case. I don't know.
Right. They just said they reached out. Somebody from Aaron's camp reached out, but they never got a response back. So take it for how you want. From one side saying they reached out and never heard from the Garcias, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yo, I'm gonna say. Can I say this real quick?
Right.
Someone sends me a message, whether it be text message, email, old school letter, like handwritten one, and it says $4 million in it. I'm gonna respond to it.
Yes,
I mean, I'm gonna respond to any of those messages.
I got you. I agree. But then, I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying, because remember, I guess he was in the running. I guess for Pacquiao. At a time, yes. And it never happened too. So who knows?
Yeah.
Who the that hell would, knows?
I mean, that would be a fight too, but that's not going to happen because I think Pacquiao's going to get the Thurman fight instead of.
That actually would be a good fight. Now that I think about it.
No, it would be. But no, it's not going to happen. Not right now, anyway. We know Thurman's going to. It's going to be Thurman. Danny, because I remember they said. I mean, they did say that. I remember the report was that Danny was like an outside, like a dark choice, like for Pacquiao's next fight. But he doesn't line up because Pacquiao said he wants to fight in July, and Swift just fought. So July's
that ain't happening.
Yeah, July's not that far away. So yeah, the timeline won't make. It's only 3 months.
Yeah. So, I guess before we get to the rumored Spence and Spence and Porter clash, guys, y'all keep up on it. Any update on who Big Baby and, not Big Baby, AJ's supposed to be fighting next, and also the more stuff that was found in Big Baby's system. Anybody want to speak on that briefly?
Right now it looks like, young Mike Hunter will probably get the call. It's not official yet. But then now also Andy Ruiz Jr., because he was on the car for Swift and Granados, he knocked out Demetrenko as probably expected, is now saying that he can be ready for June 1st. So yeah, I mean, there's a whole but then of course Andy Ruiz now he signed with PBC.
With PBC, right?
So now that makes things a little complicated. But with Big Baby now, Big Baby's basically straight up Roy Monkey right now, man. He's just
how long of a suspension should he get?
I mean, he failed 3 separate.
He failed his A, B, C, D, E, X.
Man. He failed his A. Hey, listen, when news go to, man, before he talk, I know news about to say some shit. Y'all hear news with him. Man, y'all already know some shit coming up.
Because this dude wanted to get up there with the arrogant, like Vada didn't catch him. Like they was wrong at first. Talk about, I didn't do this. And then he knew he got caught again. Then he wanted to be on his knees and cop, please. Like, right. Man, get out of here, man. Like, I don't understand dudes like that, man. And don't sit there and talk trash if you got to cheat to win.
Right. I just want to know, did he really expect to not get caught with all this shit? Like, seriously.
Yo, so the word is, or what I heard, is that the people that he associates himself with, some of them being people like Shannon Briggs, aka GoChamp, they're really into that shit. And by that, I mean like the mutated fucking PEDs.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Shannon Briggs back in the day used to be a normal looking heavyweight, before, and then he went crazy with the PEDs. And then, now with this, Big Baby, EPO, HGH, and GW15.
Old school shit.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? He was juiced to the eyeballs. Like, he was probably entering and trying to kill Anthony Joshua. Like, he probably would have turned out to, but he probably would have disqualified himself, fighting with all that shit in his system. Like, it was fucking ridiculous. Like, what was he fucking doing? That video was big. I confess, talking about he's scoring his kids and everything, but this motherfucker was like, you throw 3 different drugs with 3 different substances, bro. Like, right. What the fuck?
That's what I'm just like, did he really think he was not going to get caught? Like, there's no way in hell this dude was thinking, nah, they ain't gonna get me. Like, I don't get it, man. There's no way in hell, like, it make you think, did you really want this damn fight? Because there's no way you're gonna sacrifice a career payday to have that much shit in your system.
Yo, hold up.
I think he did want the fight. I think, but that's how bad he knew that. I mean, I'm sorry. That's how much he knew in his heart that Anthony Joshua was better than him. No matter how much trash talk he tried to, even though he got beat out at that, he still knew that he needed to abuse all type of steroids and drugs, anything that he could run across to try to put in his body to even compete with Anthony Joshua. That got to make it, how do you got to look at yourself in the mirror? Like, you got to cheat like that.
Right.
To only apologize at the end of the day? Ain't no apology. Apologize to yourself.
Right. Like, you just squandered a career high pay. Your name is scarred now. You know what I'm saying?
Forever. Like, nobody going to ever believe you again, dude. Like, Ace. Didn't this happen before?
Yep.
Like, come on, man.
So, right. I kind of said, like, in jest that his B sample would come back positive for gunpowder. And it came back positive for other fucking steroids.
Right.
Like, yo, so just...
Who knows how long he's been doing this. Like, yeah. I ain't never seen no big dude able to throw that many punches for that long. Yeah. Round after round, high volume.
Yeah, I mean, he was moving forward. I was thinking about myself, and gaining, like, I mean, he was like 250 pounds when he started fighting, and he gained like 70 pounds. Like, who does that? And it wasn't like he was a sloppy.
Right.
Yeah, it was just like there was just question marks were there, but now it'll be interesting to see how he looks going forward, because either he's going to be lean again or leaner, or he's going to be a slob.
Yo, so
dude's about to come back looking like Andy Ruiz.
Yeah. Is there a going forward for Big Baby?
I mean, probably after a year, maybe. I mean, he's definitely getting I'm pretty sure he's going to get a fine and a suspension. I mean, it should be for a year, you know. Right.
It wasn't like the damn Ortiz shit, you know what I'm saying? When Ortiz got knocked before Wilder.
Yeah, didn't Ortiz get popped for taking, like, blood pressure, like old man?
Right.
And he's, like, kind of an old dude.
Yeah. Allegedly, yeah, exactly.
Allegedly.
Supposedly.
But shit, but yo, yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to Big Baby for thinking that Big Baby's kind of like the dude that smokes weed like 2 or 3 days before he goes to probation, and he just goes to the drug test and he's just praying that he drank enough water.
Right.
And so shout out to Big Baby for being a dreamer.
And that's not smoke, speaking from experience. You know,
yes,
that's...
I have failed many probation drug tests.
Man, that is a horrible experience. I know some of y'all probably so never scary. Like, I'm not even going to even say for probation or nothing like that, because I haven't had probation or nothing like that, but just period, as a smoker. And you was just say you randomly took a test or something like that. Like trying to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, dang, did I smoke like, what was it, 35 days ago? Did I drink enough water in between there or whatever?
Right. Like,
some people just go ahead and just get the fake, you know?
Yep.
Go ahead and get the fake piss.
And we're good too, that way. Yep.
That's crazy.
Shout out to my butt smokers. You do have to get the fake piss if you're a big stoner. I mean,
DM smoke for more information.
Or here's a brilliant idea. I love how motherfuckers will come up with every way in the book to pass a drug test instead of stop taking drugs.
No. Pete, so here's what I said. I mean, and I haven't been... I smoked on 420, but I hadn't been smoking, you know, before that for like 3 weeks or something. I'm talking about for like big time stoners, like every single day. Like stopping for 30 days, just, you know, doesn't seem feasible.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you might as well just be sounding like Future. My piss coming back dirty. I'm just being honest.
Shit. But before we wrap, it up, man. Did y'all want to speak on the rumored Spence and Porter thing? Porter, yeah, rumored fight.
Of course.
Go ahead, news.
That's like, hey man, shout out to Sean Porter for taking on the challenge of fighting Earl Spence.
Yeah,
because true. At the end of the day, no matter what anybody say, they're gonna look back at Sean Porter and be like, if it wasn't for him, a lot of them fights we wouldn't have seen. Because right. He's gonna be the only one that's gonna be able to say, I fought Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia, and Earl Spence,
and Kell Brook.
Right.
Yeah.
And he will fight Terrence Crawford too, given the chance.
Yeah, I can see him. Yeah.
Shout out to Sean Porter because he's basically a truth test in the ring. Like,
right.
Truth.
You gotta fight Sean Porter to the end. Like, nobody has an easy time beating Sean Porter. You don't
it's
beat
going
Sean
to go 12, right? And it's going to go 12 rounds too. You know what I'm saying? You better be ready for 12 rounds when they're fighting him.
Yep. So, and if that fight happens, which is rumored to will be happening, I might have to go see that one.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
but I'll be rooting for Earl Spence though. That's what it is.
You
like.
Say, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Ruby
in Texas.
It's all about the truth.
Yep. Hey, Pat, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Man, would that be a fight that would interest your needle? Would move your interest, man?
Yeah, it does move my needle. You know, cause like I said, I mean, Yeah, because I mean, you can't have three of the welterweight champions plus the regular ones just not fighting each other, and they're fighting people like that people are not interested in. Like, I mean, with Porter, I mean, I his time is probably slowest people to end at welter. I mean, he just barely got, you know, and Spence, you know, just beat up a lightweight, you know, so it's like you can't, you know, they both need like some heavy hitters, you know, in the next fight. And what better way is there for them to fight each other? And they have belts. So, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's definitely a fight that interests me. Because it'll either be Sean Porter's last stand at welterweight or Spence has a true coronation at welterweight.
Yep.
And the fact that it's in Texas, though, of all places, I mean.
If it happens,
you know.
I think it's going to happen. I know that, what's his name? I saw that Marcos Villegas was on Fight Hub, and he's on PBC and Fountain Fox. He said he saw the contract. So, yep.
So, yeah. They said they were supposed to announce it sometime this week. So, you know,
that'd be nice. And shout out like New said, definitely shout out to Sean Porter, y'all. He people want to talk about resumes in boxing. You ain't about to question his, you know, you definitely right. Not about to question his, man. He definitely gonna stamp himself as certified with this goddamn fight. It might not end well for him, but you know what I'm saying? I can salute it. It's a fresh
Adrian Broner, Danny Garcia, Keith Thurman, Earl Spence.
Yep.
Sean Porter is not shook.
Kell Brook.
Yep. Nah, he definitely not. Definitely.
Shut him all.
Yep.
And
yep.
Well, I think that Spence would beat him up pretty bad. I think Porter would go out on his shield.
Right. It's gonna take a lot. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. So, this is gonna be crazy because you know Sean Porter always swinging.
That fight gonna happen on the inside. Porter better try to get on the inside.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna try to stay from the outside for the box, Sean Porter.
Alright, here's the thing. You guys all know I'm a huge Tim Bradley fan.
Yes,
Sean Porter incorporates the good parts of Tim Bradley's style, bad parts too. And he incorporates good parts of other people who punch better than Tim sometimes too. So Sean Porter, he always has a chance because I don't know the proper way to say this, but he doesn't give a fuck about what happens in the ring. I don't know any other way to say it besides that, because if you look at the Danny Garcia fight, even though he was boxing, he was selling out and eating flush left hooks just to get inside. And I'm not saying that Spence won't be the one to deliver that punch that, you know, that puts him down, like, for real. But at the same time, like, you know that Porter is going to work his way to get into position to throw punches to hurt the other person. And so, like, I, you know, he will be tactically and stylistically and skillfully outmatched, but you can't count him out on, like, just on a whole level.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but I think, let's say the big thing is like, how many of these type of fights, because Sean Porter, yes, does fight like Tim Bradley. He also has, like, I mean, he's also hears some of the negative shit, which he does take a lot of shots. And he's in a couple of fights, it's starting, you can tell it's starting to take its toll. In the Ugas fight, it definitely looks like that he can't, I mean, it might be the weight loss or anything like that, but it looks like, you know, that type of style is starting to slow him down a little bit.
He better not fight Spence like he fought Thurman.
No, he can't do that. If he does that, I mean, it will be the end of Sean Porter.
It's crazy because he's probably going to have to fight that way if he's going to have a chance to win. So it's just like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yep.
You never know. Yeah, you might never know. They might be out there fighting like Hagler Hearns.
Right.
You never know.
Right, you're right. Just
swinging.
I mean, it all depends if Porter can actually hurt Spence in that type of way. I mean, Porter's a strong guy. I mean, but he's not like a monster puncher or anything like that. He can punch,
right?
But he's not a monster puncher. I mean, that might be able to bother Spence.
Right. So. Shit, man. I guess this is a good stopping point, man. Definitely a great action-packed episode. Maybe next episode we'll talk about Devin Haney into the zone. Has that been finalized?
Oh, that's a big part of the show.
Man, we have three cards coming up next weekend, man.
We can talk
about Haney another time when he's actually official. There's three cards. We
could. we could talk about that. My boy Robert Easter gonna be there.
Yep. King Sore.
Talk about after that vacation, you know, after putting work in on everybody, you know, letting Mikey Garcia get a little W.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely, man. We definitely gonna return later on this week. Again, let me go ahead and step aside. Everybody go around. We're going to, you know, do what we normally do to wrap this episode up. And then News going to take it home.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Smoke from Athlete Smoke Boxing. And I'm going to wax poetic about this. ESPN, Showtime, DAZN, who the fuck ever. If you're going to put on pay-per-views that you're not going to put in the movie theater for like $18 to $20... make them viewable for the person at home. If you're going to make me pay $60 to $70 to see three, like, fights that I could see on Showbox, and then one big name fight that doesn't live up to the hype, it's going to be real quick before I start streaming your shit again. So I get back to the matchmaking. Look away from the dollars and the names, because the names that you're putting together just don't make sense. There's been, like, I don't know, four pay-per-views in 2019, and none of them have hit. This last one being the worst. So, you know, think about it from a fan's perspective, not a business person. And besides that, tune in to the Fade Hour every day that we're on. Holla.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? It's Passport, the New England representative, man. And, yeah, man. I mean, I echo both sentiments on this rise of these lackluster pay-per-views. You know, it's like, pay-per-views are usually meant for something epic. You know, not just for any old thing, because fighters, when they get paid, you know. So, y'all got to figure that shit out, you know. And, yeah, because of, you know, because the next time I pay for a pay-per-view, whether at home or whatever, you know, I want it to be like, oh, shit, you know, that shit was the shit right now. All the fights was on point, you know. It has to be fixed. But other than that, man, you know, just keep loving Pascopia, because Pascopia loves y'all, man. You know where to find me. I don't have to read myself on that one. one.
What up, y'all? This is your boy Pete. You already know where to find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bodega Boxing. And yeah, these pay per views are not the way.
God damn.
What up, world? It's your boy News. Y'all know what it is, man. Wrapping up the show. I'd like to thank the fellas for stepping through and having another drink with me, having a smoke with me. We'll be back Wednesday for sure at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And you can follow us on Twitter. Definitely subscribe and follow us on YouTube as well as Spotify. As a matter of fact, after this show, while it's still on my mind, before the Sour Diesel really kick in, I'm about to go and put the music up under this so it could be on Spotify in the morning, like I've been saying for the last couple weeks. So I get this done. So with that being said, thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all on Wednesday. We out.
One. We out.